Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, World Environment Day isn't far away.
That's right. They always seem to fly around so quickly, doesn't it?
Well,
June 1st.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
We've got Sarah on the line today to talk about some great things that are taking place with World Environment Day. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, what's your involvement with World Environment Day?
My involvement with World Environment Day is through the Australian Conservation Foundation. We have a program called Green Home that really aims to work with individuals and local communities on how to live more sustainably.
So do you go in and work with city councils and stuff, or it is really household by household?
No, it is... largely through the local council avenues. So we'll work with councils that are aiming to try and reach some targets that they've nominated around their local catchment and how they want their residents or what access they want their residents to have to sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And then we run workshops, free workshops for them around issues like energy, water, waste, shopping, chemicals, etc., and try and help increase their literacy around sustainability.
And listen, what are the key areas in and around our homes should we be looking at?
Sure. Look, energy is a big one for a lot of people. You know, with the rising cost of energy at the moment, it's been a big issue for people, and not everybody has the ability to access solar panels and produce their own. So there's some really quick and easy and low to no cost ways to improve your energy efficiency around the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then another big one is food waste. In terms of, in a bigger scale, it's around our consumption habits, and food being one of the biggest consumption waste areas within our homes.
Is that just with leftovers or the fact that people don't buy economically? They buy so much food and then it goes off.
Yeah, good question. It's a combination of those things. It's about, from a consumption perspective, how much we buy, how little we often plan for what we need. There's a waste issue around packaging and buying single serves of things, things that are wrapped within wrapping again and again, and how to dispose of that packaging. And then, there is the issue of often over-purchasing, particularly perishable goods.
Yeah.
Don't you think as consumers we actually just buy and consume too much? You know, that's part of the issue.
It's a huge part of the issue is our consumption patterns in terms of, as I mentioned, not planning what we need, over-catering, over-consuming on a range of levels. There's a real emerging movement around not just slowing down, but living lightly,
mm-hmm.
and trying to think about what do I really need, and where do I get it from, and do I need, and starting to look at localization and sharing and growing our own, and realizing that it actually takes quite a bit of effort to grow those tomatoes. Mm. So enjoy the small amount rather than buy the large, cheap amount that you don't know where it comes from.
Mm. Yeah, some great advice there. So World Environment Day, June 1, food waste at home. And for more details, you can go to mindfood.com and catch up there. Very interesting, Sarah, and thanks for talking to us today.
No problems. Great to speak to you.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, Michael. Have you changed all the lights in your house to energy efficient?
It's interesting. Now, of course, when you go to the supermarket,
yeah,
there is such a range of light bulbs you can buy.
I know.
And it's relatively easy,
yeah,
to buy, you know, a much friendlier and sustainable, ooh, light bulb. So there are those really simple, easy tips.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to sort of march down George Street and, you know, save the whales. You can actually just do some very simple things
around the home. That's right. And, of course, for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.